This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. George in California has a great point. Gun control, Dems not allowing Border Patrol, National Guard. You've already got the governor saying he'll resist. You've already got the city's mayors like Oakland saying, oh, MS-13, they're coming to raid you. They've got warrants, but you can resist. That is absolute criminal activity. It's sedition against the Constitution. It is racketeering. It's organized criminal activity. But, of course, nothing happens because they have packed the FBI since the days of Clinton and George W. and Obama with globalists. Doesn't mean there aren't some good FBI agents, but, my God, the proof's in the pudding here, isn't it? I mean, this ridiculous witch hunt, Hillary up to her eyeballs with the Russians, but nothing happens. It's just insane. So subversion, Dem governor rebels against Trump moving National Guard to the border, but U.S. code says Trump can block that big time. But this just shows, like the city councilwoman attacking a little girl wearing a Make America Great shirt, these people hate the country. And if you, like, a cell doesn't have a wall, it doesn't have a cell. Mexico's got troops on its borders. Every other country does. This is how you conquer a nation, is no borders. This is insane, George, from California.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, my friend.
I don't think, if you remember me, I called like about 2 months ago, talking about identity politics and how that affected my family.
Yes, I do remember. You're more of a libertarian conservative. You're Hispanic. I misunderstood you. You said you were from New York. You were from California. And you talked about people getting your face and all this and what it's like to be a free thinker.
Yeah, it's actually getting worse with my family, but that's a different subject. I'm looking at what's going on in California, and when are the California people going to wake up? The governor is allowing HIV to be transmitted with no punishment or little to no punishment.
I got to interrupt you. I can't believe we just speed bumped over that and forgot. They said you can give people HIV so it's not politically hurtful to folks that have it. It'll kill you, just like hepatitis. And the point is, I don't care what it is, hepatitis or HIV, if you knowingly give me that, you ought to get in trouble. That is, and he said you can give blood. And then they keep tainting the blood supply with it, and people, little kids get it. But again, it's like a weird vampiric sacrament. Just like taking 6 years old to have their genitals cut off, and their mommy's telling them you're a girl. It's a vampiric activity. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And on top of that, we have high level of chemicals that are affecting our children and everyone else. And on top of that, we have forced vaccination, and now they're allowing immigrants to roam freely. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to see the real problem that it's not immigration or anything like that? The problem is Democrats and their agenda behind what they really stand for.
Is your family still mad at you for supporting Trump, the economy coming back, and he did a reasonable DACA, and they said, no, we want total open borders? I mean, is your family still mad at you?
My father has not talked to me since I voted for Trump. He's still ignoring me. He doesn't even want to have a conversation or anything. He keeps it real short when we see each other face to face.
Well, that's his fault, not yours. He is truly deranged. I don't mean to insult your father. That is a derangement that he gets into the media and all these lies, and then he doesn't even trust or love his own son. I mean, even if my son became a liberal or something, I wouldn't disown them or not talk to him. I would convince him otherwise. Let me guess, though, was your dad already somewhat distant in things to you?
Yeah. He's always been on the left. He's always been, you got to stick with the raza. You can't go anywhere else. The white people are racist.
Well, let me ask you this, then. Does he support the forced inoculation of Hispanic girls with Gardasil? I have articles about it killing people and sterilizing them today. I mean, because the minute I hear La Raza and Mecha actually tell Hispanics that corn syrup genetically is like a death sentence for you, or that you shouldn't take Gardasil, particularly hurts Hispanics. I mean, does your dad care about that? Does he actually care about Hispanic aborting their kids? Or is he pro-abortion?
No, he doesn't care about any of that.
Of course, he wants it. Exactly. He's for killing little...
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Uncovered by CNN's K-File raises new questions about longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone and his links to WikiLeaks. On the same day he sent an email claiming he had dinner with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Stone warned that, quote, devastating information from WikiLeaks would soon be released. He said the information involved wrongdoing by the Clinton Foundation. Stone made the comment in an August 4th, 2016 interview on the InfoWars radio show.
The Clinton campaign narrative, the Russians favor Donald Trump and the Russians are leaking this information. This is inoculation because, as you said earlier, they know what is coming and it is devastating. Let's remember that their defense in all of the Clinton Foundation scandals has been, not we didn't do it, has been, you have no proof. Yes, but you have no proof. Well, I think Julian Assange has that proof. And I think he's going to furnish it to the American people.
That same day, a source says that Stone sent an email to former Trump advisor Sam Nunberg saying he had dinner with Julian Assange the night before. Stone now says the email was sent in jest that he never met or spoke with Julian Assange. Our chief political analyst, Gloria Borges, is with us. Our CNN K-File senior editor, Andrew Kaczynski, broke the story for us. Andrew, what can we glean from all of this about Roger Stone and WikiLeaks?
So this exchange with Stone and Alex Jones actually provides the earliest example of Stone claiming to know about forthcoming WikiLeaks. My team had pretty much put together this very extensive timeline showing that Stone repeatedly claimed to know about WikiLeaks drops on Clinton that were going to be coming. We had previously pegged the first date he had talked about that as August 10th when he said he had spoken to Assange. This showed him speaking about it on August 4th, nearly a week earlier, and coincidentally enough, the same day he sent that email claiming to have dined with Assange.
Now we're going to go back to your calls at the bottom of the hour to cover the waterfront with Roger Stone, who'll ride shotgun with us, but he's here, former head of the Trump campaign. I remember back at the time, because Sean Hannity was having Julian Assange on, the New York Times was interviewing Julian Assange. Right after this, they all stopped interviewing him because then they said, oh, he's a Russian, even though there was no proof of that. And I remember constantly talking to Roger, and I remember sending emails to Assange and others saying, hey, come on my show. Come on my show. And that's what you do as a journalist. Assange has talked to hundreds and hundreds of publications and been on hundreds of TV shows. I'm like, why don't you come on ours? One time he was on with Jones Dottier like 6-7 years ago in the camera shot. with her. I guess he was dating her or something from Reykjavik, and he still wouldn't come on. So he's kind of technically been on the show, but only sitting behind her. I'm like, hey, Assange, come on. That was before he was like the mega huge thing. It was when WikiLeaks was first going. I guess it was like 8 years ago. Time flies. But I remember, just from my memory, the conversations with Stone, and he's like, well, I've got a go-between that talks to him sometimes, and I hope I can find out what's in there. But, you know, obviously we know the Clintons are up their eyeballs with Russians. That's why they're blaming them with the Russia. We know she's in Uranium One because the New York Times reports, 2015, 2014, we know that got killed. So we have all those hours of shows where we accurately predicted what was coming. They were in deep with the Russians, so they were going to put that on to Trump. So because we're there describing all of this, they didn't try to spin it that he met with Assange and that he had dinner with Assange. I remember him saying, I'm trying to get my contact. He told me off record, who's a radio talk show host. Turned out that's come out in the news in New York, who does know Assange, to have dinner with him. And then they said that he was in the UK, but he released his receipts this week where he wasn't. He was in California. So now they've changed it all around. And now they're in the United Arab Emirates talking to Muslims, and they're trying to help people in Canada. There's nothing there. It's crazy. Mueller's on the tarmac with uranium samples when he's not even the FBI director to the Russian intelligence agencies. They're the ones transferring the uranium. I mean, you look, it's so incredible that Stone accurately predicted that they were going to go with this whole Russiagate thing. And so he exposed Russiagate before it happened. So they made him the central figure in Russiagate as a punishment. Is that an accurate way to say this, Roger?
Alex, my favorite part of this is the way that they pulled down an interview that we did on August 4th. And their headline says, newly discovered, exposed, and so on. It's been hiding in plain sight on our...
Exactly. They act like big syndicated shows with more viewers and listeners than them are secret.
Well, it's on our YouTube channel. It's been available through the InfoWars site. We have a lot of great stuff there. That Julian Assange said that I predict this is devastating is because as early as July
25th... He'd been tweeting that!
Charles Ortel told me that he had heard it from James Rosen of Fox News. And it was Ortel, who I have enormous respect for as a researcher and analyst of the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. It was centered around the Clinton Foundation.
And I remember our private conversations. I remember our private conversations, and I said, well, then how do you know? And you said Fox News. You told me all the names off record. I remember all these conversations.
Now, ironically, Ortel turns out to be incorrect. Yes, I say in my speech that I have I've communicated with Assange. There's some showmanship there. I'm overselling it. But I do have a confirming source who assures me.
I mean, technically, if you're communicating through another journalist with someone, that in a way, that is communication. But then they're going, oh, you lied. You said you were in communication, but you weren't. Go ahead.
Well, it's why I did not want to disclose this journalist's name to the committee. I resisted it initially. When Congressman Trey Gowdy appealed to me to give it in the best interest of clearing the whole thing up, I gave his name. I feared professional reprisal against him. In fact, he was fired.
And by the way,
the story broke.
I want to be clear. We are always very honest on the show, but I will not give up sources. And many times I will say, we've talked to. Well, if I know a journalist who's trusted and they've talked to this person for me, I say we've talked to because we're just leaving sources completely out of it. That is completely normal.
Well, so, and then in my speech to the Southeast Broward Republican Club, I say that I have been in communication, well, technically, yes, through the Black Channel, through the confirming source, and I believe the disclosures pertain to the Clinton Foundation. Information I learned on July 25th that turns out to be, at best, partially accurate. That was not the focus of the disclosures. They have to recycle at CNN and the Washington Post the Podesta falsehood. My tweet says, the Podestas, that's two people. The Donald is one thing. The Podesta, nobody calls John Podesta they. The Podestas, referring to John and Tony's, time in the barrel will come. What does this mean precisely? The Panama Papers, brought to my attention by Dr. Jerry Corsi, completely exposed the Russian business deals of John and Tony. My tweet refers to both of them. I know this grows tedious. It's tedious for me too, Alex, but the libtards like to recycle the same crap.
Sure, I get sick of hearing about it because I lived it and I heard it. We wrote the articles and the videos are there and we're all on record. And you said they're going to go after Trump for Russia because they're up to their eyeballs, and that's all true. And you said Mueller's never going to stop. He's lying to their lawyers. Yeah, and they're going to tell him in January and Trump's going to get mad, and that was true. And you said McMaster will be gone, and you said this guy will be gone. You picked the months. You've got the sources. We know that. We don't like to give up our sources. We knew that he was going to go after Facebook, Twitter, Amazon. It's all happening just like we said. And, again, we're doing it for America. We have nothing to do with Russia, but it just seems to be going into overdrive now. What does this signify out of Mueller?
Well, it signifies that he doesn't have anything else. Look, I know that this is a dead end. It doesn't matter what I said in an email. I'm in the fabric of American politics. I have 1 million emails. I guarantee you that's a cornucopia of smoke and mirrors and ideas that never materialized and head fakes. But I'll tell you what's not in there, Alex. No treason. No violation of law.
Well, that's it. And the Russians involved in politics is very, very small. It's the Chinese that are literally threatening the United States, have their ships threatening us, that have bought up Hollywood, that own the Democratic Party, and they are just desperate, as the foreign power manipulating this country, to distract us with the whole Russia red herring. We'll be back with Key Intel.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sam Nunberg.
Discover Sam trends Nunberg. And global developments years before they happen.
Right.
Right here on the Alex Jones Show.
We set the trends when they had Colbert attacked me again a few weeks ago. They were talking about Jones keeps bringing up all these weird trends and they come out of nowhere. And then it becomes the big trend of the country and the trend of Congress. That's our real power. It's not even the broadcast itself. It's the ripples in the pond. Like our investigative journalist got the secret documents from a whistleblower about the total grid from Washington, D.C. to Seattle, Washington, and the Stingray systems in 2013. That all broke 2 days ago in AP with the same documents. Yeah. Get the news today, you'll be learning about it in 5 years. That's why they hate us. And so Stone's in trouble for saying they're going to go after Trump on Russiagate from the earliest days because he's been on their butt. And it's Podesta, John Podesta, that writes the talking points that you see them still attacking me with today. Hillary is still in charge of the mainstream media. And no matter how bad she hurts that party, the media still follows her orders. No matter how low CNN's ratings get, no matter what happens to MSNBC, it just continues to unravel. Now, there's this particular Rayburn character, and, you know, people saw our emails or our text messages. Half of them are jokes. I'm not going to show any of them because they're a little bit profane, mine and yours. It's just a little joking back and forth. We do have time to joke. But it's the exact time of joke you made here when people keep asking for things. Sometimes when I keep asking for things, you give me a smart-ass answer. But I never heard you say you met with Assange. I heard you say you were getting an intermediary trying to get through to him. But again, that changes the subject we'll cover in a moment of what's in the WikiLeaks. But speaking of the joke, it's a clear joke that CNN is having a stroke over, that they're hyperventilating over, and explain the joke to people.
Really simple. You have to understand, I recommended Sam Nunberg at a time when Donald Trump wanted somebody to work with him on speeches, talking points, scheduling, outreach to the Republican Party, speech memos, and so on. Very rarely did Donald Trump ever work from a prepared text, but he did like to look at memos with statistics and factoids, and he liked to have a background memo telling him who he was meeting and what the meeting was about.
You digest a bunch of stuff, and then what matches up with his own research and gut, he goes with that.
Essentially, the role that young Pat Buchanan played for a resurgent Richard Nixon. Sam was fired when he gave too much access to a reporter named McKay Coppins at Mar-a-Lago, and Coppins wrote a withering piece which angered Trump, saying that Trump would not only never run for president, but he would never be president. How's that story looking today, McKay? In any event, that got Sam fired. It was his lack of judgment of letting this viper fake news journalist get too close to Trump, and it was an insulting piece. Trump went on to win the presidency. I convinced, among others, the president now to rehire Sam because he was a talented man and capable when sober. Unfortunately, during the campaign, Corey Lewandowski had one of his minions go into Sam's computer, find Facebook emails that were racist but 5 years ago, and leak them. My advice is, and he denigrated the Reverend Al Sharpton in those emails. My advice to Sam was to call Sharpton and apologize and seek his forgiveness. Sharpton is a Christian man. I once used a racial slur regarding Roland Martin. I've apologized for it. I realize now it was hurtful. People make mistakes. We are Christians. And Sam did that. But Sam was not rehired, and he was virulently opposed and bitter over his termination. And frankly, he was for Hillary Clinton. When he left my side, he went to work for Steve Bannon. He became an acolyte of Bannon's. He began showing up at Bannon's White House office, and all the gossip Sam had was about Steve and what Steve was up to. Sam spoke openly, Alex, about Steve's presidential campaign, Steve running in the place of Trump,
Sure,
Sam,
but why does he matter? The point, there's a joke email. Why does this even matter?
Well, the reason it matters is motive. When I wrote a piece for InfoWars saying that Bannon should step down, which was also carried across many platforms, Bannon 3 days later was fired. Late that night, Nunberg called me at 3 o'clock in the morning and said that I was a B-sub and he would take me down. There you have the background.
And so then he goes into the email where you're horsing around as he quit bugging you about WikiLeaks, like I was and everybody else was. So you did the joke, oh, yes, I'm having dinner with him.
Yeah, and here's the great part. In his response, he says, that's great. Can I have his email? I'd like it to pass it on to Charlie Gasparino about Fox, who wants to interview him. He took the bait. He's a chump. He bought it. But that doesn't mean it happened, as you know. It's an attempt to reinflate the entire Russian collusion narrative and distract us from what is really
going on.
Let's
go back. In fact, can you guys pull it up? Trump says release the WikiLeaks, tells Russia release the WikiLeaks. Trump's like, I don't know anything about Russia. I'm not getting money from them, but I don't care who has it. Whoever has Hillary doing all this illegal stuff, whoever's got the missing emails, release the emails. Why don't we talk about what is in there? In fact, we'll do this sometimes we take calls. We should go back into what's in this. This is damning stuff. This is Russiagate. This is manipulation. This is media control. I don't care who released the WikiLeaks. How does that matter? We have the crimes they committed.
This is an important distinction, though. When Donald Trump goes public saying, Russia, if you have Donald Trump, if you have Hillary's emails, release them, those are not the emails that are ultimately published by Julian Assange. No one has those missing emails. This is like going to war with Iraq over their role in 9/11. It makes no sense whatsoever. But that doesn't stop Chuck Todd from asking me on Meet the Press, you didn't tell Trump what was in these emails before he called on Russia to release them? They're not the same emails. It's typical fake news. Look, this is all a distraction from the fact that the biggest fight in the country right now is their attempts to silence us in the face of this onslaught. They not only want to attack us, but they want to take away our voice to defend ourselves. That's the real fight today. My Facebook posts don't reach the hundreds of thousands they used to. I've been banned at Twitter. They are monkeying with me on YouTube, as they are with the War Room, as they are with the Alex Jones Show, as they are doing with InfoWars.
Sure, we're the patriots. We got a guy in. The country's coming back. He's putting troops on the border, sovereignty, the economy. We're the good guys. We're the Americans. The globalists, the Nazi collaborators funding lawsuits against us. Roger's getting sued a bunch. I'm getting sued a bunch. Thank God they're all frivolous. He just won one in a jury trial. God, I'm not going to go that far with these other ones. My lawyers tell me none of these lawsuits will even go to a jury trial. They're all so fake, but still, it takes money to fight them. We're going to go to break, come back, and take calls with Roger Stone. I'm going to finish up, though. Where does he think Mueller's going next? But first, briefly, since he mentions funding and how they're after us, Alpha Power is back in stock. It sold out in only 2 weeks. It's now back in stock, 25% off. Oh, look, he's got his Alpha Power right there. Put him back on. Go ahead. Turn his mic back on.
This is incredible. This utilizes eggshells, a natural substance used back to the time of the Egyptians for immunity, to boost immunity. This is a terrific product. I had the flu earlier this year. I saw it online. I bought it. This is great, great stuff.
You like ImmuneWall? It's amazing. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong. It's back in stock, 25% off. Alpha Power, Vital Male, Androgen, Biosynthesis, Promoter. That is back in stock, 25% off, and it is for stamina, libido, energy. I mean, it is the known concentrates at the strongest level we believe that anybody else has. I mean, this is so much money goes into the product. Only 100% markup on this baby, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody else, 500 to 700% markup. InfoWarsStore.com, Alpha Power. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Why is InfoWars so powerful? Why are we so effective? Why do the globalists hate us? Not because of me. Because of you, the huge audience, and the fact that I studied classic Americana. I studied actually what made the country great. I read Alexander de Tocqueville. I read the writings of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. Because as a young man and as a child, it was so entertaining. Thank God my mom was into history, so was my dad. My mom, of course, went to college and has a degree in history and archaeology. But the point is that I just grew up hearing all about history, going to famous places, going to the Smithsonian many times, you know, and just thought it was great. And it wasn't like I was a bookworm either. I was street fighting and playing football in the whole nine yards. And it was somewhat of a hand with the ladies. It's just that I wasn't reading comic books. I was reading books written by Julius Caesar, because every page was a war. Every page was how many kings he executed and how many. I mean, it was so interesting. And then I read all about, you know, all the Pulitzer Prize winners of World War II. So I got a hand on how stuff works. All these fake PhDs and stuff, they just read enough books to get the professor to let them pass. So they can go drink beer and eat pizza and play volleyball or, you know, play frisbee golf or whatever liberals are. Not knocking frisbee golf, I play sometimes too. The point is that I really have studied this stuff. I'm not a fake intellectual. People that call themselves intellectuals, it's like a title they give themselves. And the globalists want to destroy this country. They want to enslave you and your family. They want total control. And I have read their writings. I have studied them. I know their endgame. I know their operation as much as Hillary Clinton does. Because I've read their writings. Most of them are very, very lazy. They're just sellouts. They'll do the evil stuff. I've interviewed all the top scientists, the professors, the patriots, all the angles. And they hate us because we know their blueprint. Now, my only smarts, I guess, was to know how important history was and to actually decide, hey, I better know this so I don't repeat it. But I'm not that big a deal. And I want people to know that it isn't like rocket science we're learning here. If you know about globalism and how politics and real politique works, you're going to be successful in any business or life you're in. How journalism works, how the real rules of it work, not burning sources, being honorable, in business, paying your bills, not stabbing people in the back in some alpha exercise. Real alphas don't do that. I even let people screw me over and stuff because I won't even get in a fight with them because I want the smart people to go, that's who we want to work with. That's who we want to trust. That's who's smart. So, we're just here telling you how it works, folks. And they're pissed because they listen and they go, yeah, he really knows. In fact, the globalists, I'm told, listen to kind of even figure out how their own system works because most of them don't even know. Really, I've been told what we cover here in the wrong hands could be very dangerous. I mean, seriously, I guess some people learn this stuff and decide to join the other side. But I'm betting on you, humanity. I'm going to go to these calls, Roger, for the balance of the hour with you riding shotgun on a cornucopia of issues. But what's Mueller's endgame here and other key tidbits?
Well, here's where I think their vulnerability is, Alex. See, I have believed since January 20th of 2017 that I was a subject of a FISA warrant, an illegal unconstitutional warrant.
Now confirmed.
Had a probable cause. Therefore, my emails are, you know, most likely being poured through. In the Manafort case, the government is specifically denying that Manafort was ever under surveillance, even though numerous news organizations that are reputable have reported otherwise, that he was, then it was turned off, then at the time he went to work for Donald Trump, guess what? The deep state turned it back on. So that is where their vulnerability is. I may have to go into the federal courts to get the facts here. Ed Klein confirmed them independently from the New York Times. And therefore, my civil rights have been violated. My civil liberties have been violated. There is no probable cause that ties me to the Russians. I'm under surveillance because I support Donald Trump for president, because I'm on InfoWars and I tell people the truth. And it drives them crazy. That's what this is really about. Mueller appears to me to be a man still looking for a process crime. He can examine this all he wants. You and I know this is a dead end. We don't have any advance notice of the source, contents, or exact timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures. In fact, you and I expect them to be October 1st. They're not. They end up being October 6th. Then guess what? Just as James Rosen of Fox told Charles Ortel, they turn out to be devastating.
Yeah. I mean, and remember, I was mad at Assange. I was mad at Assange with you on the show for not coming on the show or contacting us back. When I was contacting him, I called him a butt plug.
No, no, you were very upset when he didn't immediately come forth. But many didn't read what he said on October 1st. He held a press event. Many expect there would be disclosures at that time. No, he announced a schedule of disclosures that began the following week. October 6th, he drops a payload. So our sources are essentially right. He ultimately does produce. We're wrong about the date. At that time, I was told that one of his attorneys, Daniel Ellsberg, had concerns about Assange's personal safety.
Exactly.
Remember,
so let's move to the call.
They tried to drone this guy.
Let me just say this. We ought to make a documentary. All of us should make a big deal about what's in the WikiLeaks, because it all turns into Roger Stone and then he talked to Assange, which didn't happen. Who cares? Instead of the devastation of their criminality that is in these things, we should be talking about what's in the WikiLeaks.
But you are absolutely right. The whole thing is an effort to distract from the content of this devastating material. It shows the epic corruption and greed of the Clintons. It shows the manipulation of the system to cheat Bernie Sanders.
Collusion with the media.
Collusion with the media, collusion with the Ukrainians, collusion with some Russians. It's not Donald Trump who gets $145,000 from the Russians for his foundation. It's not Donald Trump who gets $500,000 in a speaking fee from a Russian oligarch who's close to Vladimir Putin. No, that's Bill and Hillary Clinton. So these emails are devastating. And you know the key thing, Alex, is no one has ever questioned their authenticity or their accuracy. All they try to do is distract us from the content. It shows that America was right when they rejected this corrupt kleptocrat.
That's right. And now they're just throwing fits on us while the country comes back, the border comes back, and we deliver. I want to go to George. We got these other callers as well. Thanks for being patient, folks. George got caught up before you came on. He was talking about his dad. That's really mean to him because he's Hispanic. Saying, how dare you vote for Trump? You're a bad guy, blah, blah, blah. And I just said, where is Mecha and La Raza that say everything for our race, those outside the race, nothing's the motto? Well, okay, well, then stop having the left try to get your babies aborted, because I don't care what color your baby is, please don't abort them. You know, I'm not for killing babies. I mean, I'm a real bad guy. And don't take Gardasil shots, where in Mexico they say it's mandatory for all girls 11 and older, and I've got articles right here where it's killing more people just today, and where it's connected to sterilizing people and reducing fertility. So, see, I'm such a racist white guy, I don't want Hispanic women sterilizing themselves. Yeah, I don't want a big centralized government doing that. That's pure evil. I don't go, oh, gee, some leftist Hispanics get turned against me because I'm white, so let's just kill all of them. That's the leftists that are actually using the Hispanics that live as a weapon against the free market in America and the West, but trying to kill as many as they can along the way. So, Georgia, you got cut off by the break. I want you to have the floor shortly to talk about your dad. That's how you think outside the box. I would challenge him on Gardasil, on the left pushing abortion, and just say, okay, if you're for the Raza, I'm for the whole Raza, the whole human race, then explain to me, Pop, why you just think the El Diablo is El Gringo of El Norte. Go ahead.
That's the thing that I've been trying to argue with him, but again, he doesn't give me the time of day. The thing that I find ridiculous is, where is La Raza with all the killings that have been going in Mexico? Where is La Raza with all the kidnapping, child trafficking, and drug smuggling that's been going on in Mexico? You know?
That's totally powerful. No. They've been hooked in with. They've caught La Raza and Mecha members here in Austin with slaves in their basements because the family didn't pay the extra money to coyote them up here. They demanded more. They've caught the city council members, brothers, you name it. Exactly. They are the Mexican mafia preying on Hispanics that try to keep Hispanics in line, playing the race card, just like the Klan did in the South with white people.
And I find it unfortunate what Roger's going through. The justice system is broken and has been broken for a while, and I've experienced it in my wife's side of the family because I'm married, and they're accusing my brother-in-law of killing his child, and he is innocent.
Oh, man, I tell you, it is broken, my brother. I'm so sad to hear that. We'll be back with more calls. God bless you, George.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Liberty to get into this, but I am going to file a big lawsuit in the next few days to counter people that have been attacking me and lying about me, but most importantly, hurt my family. And then I am preparing to file counter motions and then injunctive relief with a bunch of these cases. I can only tell you this. We didn't figure this out about a year ago, what was going on. We got about 3 deep in these lawsuits, and they're not 13, where they would say, we don't want anything. Just say you're sorry. So I'd say, okay. And they'd say, okay, we're suing you. We don't want anything. Just say you're sorry. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, we'll give you money. No. And the number went up. So I want to explain something. They just want the PR. But I realized they were setting the precedent that I'm a bad guy. I'm fake news. I'm being sued. So then I started saying, no, I'm not going to do that. So the number went up. And the lawyers are like, my God, take the money. So I'm being sued and paid money. But then I said, watch, the third one or the fourth one will be bigger. And then, and sure enough, it happened. So now I figured this out. So I'm getting all the litigators all lined up, and they're pretty much lined up, and we're going to hit people hard. And even Daily Beast with this latest lawsuit said, this is really dangerous. He's got total slapback provision. There's not a lawsuit here. The word was dangerous, and said, why did these lawyers even let this guy do this? They even used exhibits that weren't on our website. We did retract the little picture that wasn't the shooter like everybody else did, and we did remove it. We did do a retraction within the statutory time, but they say we don't in the lawsuit. I mean, it's crazy. But what it's designed to do is create the illusion that I'm in trouble, I'm going down, we're going down, we're frauds. Because CNN's going down, MSNBC's going down, their ratings are flatlined, everything in the globalist system is collapsing. So it's just intimidate and tie up people that are fighting for freedom. But all it does is show Americans, wait, they're not just going after our Second Amendment, they're going after our First Amendment as well. But let me just say this. We've been able to knock out six of these suits, and it's probably cost us $200,000 to knock those out. That sounds like a lot. It's not with lawsuits. These others now, the University of Georgetown suing me, that is the Vatican. The law department. And the lawyers look at it and they said, we can't believe the law department's never done this. They filed a 70-page anti-free speech thing saying overturn the First Amendment. That's what it does. I'll be doing a press conference on a lot of issues coming up next week in D.C. I'm not going to get to it until then. But this is big, and I'm quite frankly honored that we've been chosen for destruction, not everybody else, because we are getting the main serving of the attack. I want to go to the calls. We're going to go to Sam and Jay and Dan and Michael and Kevin, and we'll go to all of you before the great John Rapoport comes on. So I'll go in the next hour to get your calls. I swear I'm getting to them, so thanks for holding. But just briefly, Roger, it's a blessing and a curse. If people rally to us, they get it, but then the globalists just think people are going to get punch drunk to the assaults, but it's open season on you and I, particularly InfoWars. Just in 60 seconds, why do you think it's such open season?
Well, because they have nothing else, and because they desperately want to control the internet for 2018 and 2020. That requires silencing us. Silencing us requires phony, trumped-up lawsuits that can then be pointed to saying, ah, you see, Jones is being sued for grooming a young man for gay sex, for example. The smears are ubiquitous.
And by the way, the complaint says he never said anything sexually to me, and he was here 14 years, but I just felt like it because I walked in an editing studio and saw a picture of a man flexing muscles. That's the EEOC complaint. And they want to meet with me, and I just said, just sue me. Let's go. This is insane crap.
It's character assassination, but I remind you of what I said in the...
Yeah, believe me, I ain't got to groom nobody, and I'm not into men. It's asinine.
Alex, you need to revel in their hatred. If you were not so effective on InfoWars, they would not hate you.
No, my energy level's way up. I actually am reveling in it. I just don't like people I've been nothing but nice to making up crap. We wear Nazi shoes?
No, they're public.
Black shoes, that's what I always wear, cowboy boots or combat boots. This is what I wear. I don't wear frickin' shoes with swastikas on it. It's just, who the hell comes up with this crap? The Democratic Party does, that's who.
So I go to Los Angeles, I stay at the London Hotel, the only piece that they get correct about this whole thing.
So they say, you're in London. I know, I saw that.
I may have to put up with these libtards who are just constantly regurgitating this stuff. The hatred that is spewed out at you is the most, it's like a torrent of hate, but it's because...
Can you imagine actually walking around with swastikas on your shoes? I mean, why do they come up with this weird stuff?
Well, we're talking, I really think Owen Schroyer had a great analysis of this. The fake news media, the Daily Beasts, the Salon, the HuffPo, Slate, and so on, MSNBC, CNN, they're like drug dealers. They're constantly kerning out product, all of which is recycled and discredited, but dressed up for another cycle. The libtard, liberal Democrat, progressive, lunatic masses, the Trump haters, they're like crack addicts. They need this crack because they're so stupid, they believe it. They really think there was Russian collusion. They really don't understand that Hillary Clinton was an enormous turnoff to the American people, and that she ran a lousy campaign, and that she is epically corrupt, as is her husband, and the American people finally got hip to it. They reject all of that reality for their own worldview, in which Donald Trump could not have possibly have won without the active assistance of the Russian state.
Exactly. Let's go to some calls. You're right. I'm going to go to everybody. Who should we go to first? Sam in Oklahoma, and then Michael, then everybody else. Go ahead, Sam in Oklahoma. Yes, sir, go ahead.
That crazy lady, Iranian YouTube shooter, just an observation. She's the spitting image of David Hogg. He put the two pictures up side by side.
Yeah, what is this with emaciated Day of the Dead people on the left?
Man, and look at their cheeks. It's uncanny. I really want to talk about the border, though.
No, no, you're right. Why does she look like she has a black wig on? I mean, he kind of does look like it's that same, like, the very unusual, almost like alien features. Like, I don't believe there's human-alien hybrids, but David Hogg, and I'm not think bullying him, I have a right to say it, and her, they look like grays wearing wigs. Can we show that, actually? I'm not saying aliens are real, folks. It's a joke. I mean, look. Come on. That looks like, I mean, she looks like, if you painted her face gray, she looks like a space alien. Come on. I'm sorry, trying to say something Roger?
Yeah, look, she's not attractive, that's for sure. If you look at her videos, this chick is trying to do it, make the best of what she's got. She does 1,000 different things to try to break through and get attention on YouTube.
Yeah, she felt rejected.
It's very odd. The whole case is odd. Initial reports said it had to do with a domestic dispute with her boyfriend, but she appears to have some grudge against Google. As many Americans.
How do we know she's not Mark from Ork or whatever his name is? Nanu Nanu.
She is very distinctive looking, let's put it that way. Hogg, I look forward to the fact that somewhere there's a video of this guy smoking a cigar. He looks like he's high school aged, like I'm a vegetarian. There's just something not right about this fellow. But he has enormous power in the mainstream media today, and he wants to get it on guns. So let's get it on. All you're doing is helping pull out the Trump base in 2018.
I agree. Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate your call.
Go ahead.
No, Roger Starr. We're just jumping a bunch of calls here. Let's go. A little bit of delay with Skype, so everything's we're interrupting each other. It just does that. Okay, let's go to Sam. Sam's next. It's Michael in New York. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Alex and Roger, I'd like to make a couple points, Alex. Before I do, I'd like to just say, may God Almighty bless the Constitutional Republic of the United States forever, and to hell with all traitors and domestic enemies, hang them high and hang them fast.
Amen.
First point, it's about time we got the troops on the border. No, like George Washington, I know Trump, and I voted for him, all for him. I'm a New Yorker. In fact, I have a cousin who's very good friends with President Trump. And
every other country has their military on the border.
Not only that, he's got Andy Jackson, great president, all in all, and George Washington, though. He's the guy that set the proper trend for all presidents. Stay out of foreign entanglements and protect the country. And so it's long overdue to get the troops down on the border, number one. And let's recall when GW was president, how Vincente Fox, with that North American Union push over here, he was lining up people from south of the border, giving them backpacks right there, himself, President Vincente, lining up an invasion force, giving them survival gear to make the trek into our country. I mean, it's literally an invasion. If there's any country we should be invading, it's Mexico. And show them, teach them a little respect again, and then we can be good neighbors again. Second point, on the Parkland school shooting, you know, the main fault of that incident, however it happened...
Hold on, stay there. I'm back to you in like 2 minutes. I want to hear about the main fault. I think it's the stand down. They knew it was going to happen, and they let it happen.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.